Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Start limit one. Not good with other offers at participating Sonic Drive-Ins for a limited time.
Of the house, Miss Jody Miller on board.
Well, you finally getting back home again?
Well, is that what you're going to call it?
That's what I'm going to call it.
It's not so bad. I mean, I was born out here somewhere, so it's not so bad at all. It's very pretty out here tonight.
That's right, exactly. Well, let me play you something tonight. What do you want to hear?
Why don't you choose a Jody Miller for me?
Well, I bet I can choose a Jody Miller for you tonight, okay?
Okay, sounds good. We'll see y'all soon.
All right, thanks for calling in tonight. Okay,
okay, bye-bye.
I was born in the country. I was raised with the sun. Flowers were my pillow when the day's work was done. Down in the valley shone the bright neon sun. My childhood would soon be left behind. It was Saturday morning when snow lay on the ground. Pa I'm tied to Papa's hand. I saw a tear in Mama's eye, but I did not understand, 'cause I was just a country girl being brought up on the land. Goodbye, Mama, let me see you smile. Wipe away the teardrops from your eyes. No, I won't forget that I'm a country girl. I've got to go, but I hate to say goodbye. So long, Papa, I'll be seeing you. I'll be coming home again someday. No, I won't forget that I'm a country girl. I'm a country girl. You know I'll always stay.
Couple of tunes there from Miss Jody Miller. That's especially for our friend Jennifer McMullen from Shreveport, Louisiana. Jennifer is on her way driving in for the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, and we appreciate her being tuned in tonight with us on the Hits Radio program for tonight as well. Jennifer is Jody Miller's road manager and takes care of a lot of her business, and just a delightful lady. Been fortunate to work with Jody for, of course, a number of years, and one of the finest entertainers in this country music business, without a doubt.
Well, are you ready for the big show?
I think I'm ready for it. I might as well be.
You might as well be. It's coming. Well, congratulations on that 32 years.
Man, I can't believe it. I guess I was 4 or 5 when I started this thing.
Oh, at least 4 or 5. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
Now, listen, I was up Higginbotham. Day, and you know that fella we know up there thinks he knows nearly everything.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Yeah, I told him that sign out front better say welcome country music fans on it tomorrow.
It would not hurt him at all. That's exactly right.
Yeah, he was March Madness or something. Anyway, he had a few choice words, but we'll get him straight.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, so I guess if we could, we'd play one George Jones, old Luther's favorite, Color of the Blues.
Yeah.
And then it's always easy to find an unhappy woman.
Yeah, we'll do that, Mr. Mo Bandy. I'll take care of you tonight.
Thank you, Tracy.
You have a great night. Bye-bye. Bye.
Up above me are the skies, like the twinkle in your eyes. Of a blue, in the mail your letter came, the ink and paper looked the same. Blue must be the color of a blue. Bluebird sitting in the tree seems to sympathize with me, for he's not singing like he used to do. The pretty waters in the sea feel as cold as you left me. Yes, blue might be the color of the blue. There's a rainbow overhead with more blue than gold and red. Blue must be the color angels choose. A blue dress you proudly wore when you left to return no more. Color
of the blue. Blue days come and blue days go. I feel nobody knows. Life is mighty empty without you. There's a blue note in each song that I sing since you are gone. Yes, blue must be the color of the blue. I drove through the park, Lord, I searched all the bars where I've made out with love too many times. It was always so easy finding an unhappy one till I started looking for some beer-drinking devil is holding my angel, and I know what he'll do if he's my kind. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine. The note on the door said, I've warned you before what I'd do if you cheated one more time. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine. Some beer-drinking devil is holding my angel, and I know what he'll do if he's my kind. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine. It was always so easy finding an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine.
Hello, this is Kitty Wales, and I want to wish all the Hillbilly Hits gang a very special anniversary. I appreciate Tracy playing and you requesting my songs each week.
Somewhere here among these many thousands, by his side once more and tell him, tell him that I love him and will until I die.
Somewhere here among these many thousands of Americans who hold out
Cattleman's Barbecue at 2010 South Bridge Street in Brady for the finest barbecue, including brisket, sausage, ribs, and so much more. And now offering patty melts, chicken fried steaks, chicken fried chicken, hamburgers, and appetizers. That's Cattleman's Barbecue, 2010 South Bridge Street. It's the 32nd Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, March the 19th through the 27th in Brady, Texas. I am Tracy Pitcox, inviting you to join us for a great lineup of traditional country music, including Friday, March the 19th, our Johnny Bush Tribute Dance with Justin Trevino, Rance Norton, and Tony Booth. Saturday, March the 20th, it's Mo Bandy and the Americana Band with Daryl McCall, Tony Booth, Heather Miles, Mary Lou Turner, Rance Norton, Landon Dodd, and Kay Tolson. Sunday, March the 21st, Norma Jean's Cowboy Church Show. Monday, March the 22nd, Kelly Spinks and Miles of Texas. Tuesday, March the 23rd, the Justin Trevino Band. Wednesday, March the 24th, Jody Nix and Jeff Woolsey. Thursday, March the 25th, Jake Hooker and Bobby Flores. Friday, March the 26th, T.G. Shepherd and Tony Booth. Saturday, March the 27th, Johnny Rodriguez, Daryl McCall, Amber Digby, Landon Dodd, Tony Booth, and more. Go to heartoftexascountry.com for tickets. heartoftexascountry.com. If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcox Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcox Storage. Units available today. Said you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Now someday you may be lonesome too. I hope the heck you are. Walking the floor is good for you, you rascal, you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Yes, sir. Got a rhythm with John Cass.
Okay.
And Nakamura John.
We'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shucked and shelled some corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get the sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered. And them dogs come out from the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back. And that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket, and it scared me. And I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it like him to have scared me slapped to death because we was hunting on this man's place. I said, "Mr. Barron, is that you?" He said, "Yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing?" "We hunting." "How many have you caught?" "Four great big ones." He said, "Well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John?" Well, I looked, and lo and behold, there was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth, he didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him. Give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, "Take a crosscut saw coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance." A lot of times we'd climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs, but at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, "Mr. Barron, we'd be glad to go hunting with you." You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for $1 a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered 3 or 4 times, and they started hunting. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And then old Trailer and old Highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them, and old John Eubanks would holler, "Hey, speak to it." And my brother son would holler, "Hey, look fine." And oh, it was beautiful. Now, y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, huge tree. And I looked around at John, and I said, "John, I don't believe you can climb that tree." And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out, got fighting mad. He said, "There ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb." And he got his Brogan shoes off, and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overalls and got that sharp stick and he drawed back and he punched the coon. But it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped up wildcats in Amen County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Woo! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron told it a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, whoo, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing killing me. Shoot this thing. And Mr. Barron said, John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.
Texas. Well, that's great. I appreciate that.
Hey, you're sounding good tonight. I was actually calling to see if I can get you to play a couple of songs for me and Mama. We said that you're enjoying it.
I bet I can.
All right. She wants to hear Johnny Rodriguez and Jealous Heart.
Okay.
And I want to hear Daryl and I'll Let Her Be Free.
Let Her Be Free by Daryl McCall and Jealous Heart by Johnny Rodriguez. We'll do them for you.
And old Wild Bill over in Trinity, Texas ought to be listening on his little computer.
Yeah.
To play something by... Horton, not Horton, Jack Hooker's daddy.
Tommy Hooker?
Tommy Hooker.
I'll do it tonight.
He loves old Tommy. Y'all be good, and I appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Of course, from Tommy Hooker and Justin Trevino, doing a little tune called Pick Me Up on Your Way Down, recorded by a lot of folks throughout the years. Charlie Walker, of course, having a great version of that song. Even Pretty Miss cut that early in her career as well. Jan Howard also had a great version of that. I think Jan might have done the demo of that many, many years ago. Pick Me Up on Your Way Down. Here's Daryl McCall. Heard from Daryl and Mona today. Daryl's getting better every day. He's, of course, had a couple of surgeries, as we've mentioned in the past, and glad that he is doing better. And he'll be with us, of course, at our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival. He's working both Saturdays, as is Mona McCall. So if you want to catch them, you can come join us on either the Saturday concerts at 2 o'clock or the evening dances. And Daryl and Mona McCall both being there, and he might even do this one. Here's Daryl McCall called Letting Her Be Free.
When the daylight hours are gone, so is she. Left me once again to be what she wants to be. And I'll never ask her where she's been, 'cause letting her be free keeps her from leaving me. Letting her be free keeps her satisfied, and I'd do anything just to keep her by my side. Once again, the morning's here,
so is she. Bringing back her leftover love for me. And she knows I won't ask her where she's been. Cause letting her be free keeps her from leaving me. Letting her be free keeps her satisfied. And I'd do anything just to keep her by my side. Once again the morning's here, and so is she.
Play Waiting on the Tables by Wayne Kemp, please.
Waiting on the Tables to Turn by Wayne Kemp. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Waiting on the table. Waiting for the tables to turn. She spilled a drink on a loud mouth. And it wasn't no accident. She just smiled, said, I'm sorry. She needs some money that he spent. There's a teardrop on every penny that she's worked so hard to earn. She's just waiting on the table, waiting for the tables to turn.
Boy, you can hear the crackle in that record. I've played that thing a few times during the last 32 years, waiting for the tables to turn. I want to say hi to James Roberts. He's listening to us in La Mesa, Texas tonight. Wanted to hear something from Earl Thomas Conley. Here's one called Heavenly Bodies by ETC on the Hits radio program for tonight. Good to hear from Cody Meyer. He's listening to us tonight over there in Comanche County on KNELradio.com. Said a couple of weeks ago on your Noontime Classic Review, you played a song called I Just Don't Like Loving You Anymore by the Malpas Brothers. When I heard it, I turned to my wife Rebecca and said, now that's a country song. Never heard it before. Well, that's my favorite song from the Malpas Brothers. And I told I told Chris that I thought it was one of the better written songs that had been written in the last few years. And it's a really good tune. Here's the Malpas Brothers, especially for Cody and Rebecca tonight. Good to hear from y'all.
I walked into the living room. She was standing there with her suitcase. I'd crossed the line she had drawn. Tears were running down her face. With gentle words I pleaded, if you'll stay, I'll make it all right. But she said, I'll never leave you if I don't pack my bags and go tonight. said I've always been your woman. You've never been my man. You don't give me any love while I give you all the love I can. So tonight I'm gonna leave you. Gonna walk right out that door. Cause I just don't like loving you anymore. As she stepped out on the front porch, a million things ran through my mind that day. Little things I should have said and done, too late to make her stay. As she climbed into that yellow cab, the blue skies around me turned to gray. With a broken heart, two empty arms, and tear-filled eyes, I watched love die that day. She said, I've always been your woman. You've never been my man. You don't give me any love while I give you all the love I can. So tonight I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna walk right out that door. Cause I just don't like loving you anymore. I just don't like loving you love
and love lives everywhere. Could it be that I'll always be safe? I've got to go now, for she once lived here. I see her face in the cool of the evening. I hear her voice in each breeze loud and clear. Oh, there must be a town without memories, but not this one. Not this one, for she once lived here.
I know you'll enjoy this. Sonny James singing Young Love.
Say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. One kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
We could have had a talk.
driver. Once more ride the bar. Cab driver, once more down the street. There's the little place we used to eat. That's where I laid my future at her feet. Cab driver, once more down the street. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Perhaps I'll hold her in my arms once more. Then things will be just like they were before. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Cab driver, better take me home. I guess that I was meant to be alone. I hope God sends me a loud one of my own. Cab driver, better take.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.